Right, let's focus our attention now on what happened down in Durban. Really dramatic footage and coverage on this station as well of a terrible fire that happened in Durban on the corner of Anton Lembede and Brook Streets. Our KZN correspondent Nhlanhla Mabaso, was there and is with us now to just update us on the very latest. Before we go to what's happening now, Nhlanhla, what happened earlier? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. So the distribution center caught fire from the ground floor. So the ground floor is usually the space where you'd see people parking their cars before going up, because the stores start at the first floor going up. So the fire started at the ground floor and went up. So according to firefighters, they say before they arrived, they heard that the building was on fire. But upon arrival, they saw some people trying to use a rope to jump off from the second floor, I think, and the third floor as well. So they started assisting them, and then that's when they had to wait for the fire for some time. John, according to them, they're saying that they're waiting for it to get together, then they can extinguish it at once. They didn't want to extinguish one part of the building,
right,
only to find out that the second floor has caught the building, the fire, John.
So what kind of premises was this? What went on in that building?
Well, it's unknown as to what may have triggered or what may have started the fire, John, but it's a small complex. Basically, a lot of people call it China Mall, but it's not really a mall. It's a,
right,
a center with different stores. This is where people and business people that are actually selling stock things. There's different stores selling different items. Like I mentioned, you'd have one shop selling shoes only. You have one shop selling suits only or furniture. So the fire started at the ground level. According to some of the workers, they insinuating that it could actually be the generator, but that has not been confirmed yet. The firefighters are saying that they're still probing as to what could have led to this fire, John.
And in terms of casualties, I know people have been injured. What's the detail on that?
Well, according to Sifiso Mtshali, who's the acting divisional commander of the Ethekwini fire, he's basically saying that when they got to the scene, they managed to rescue people from the building. Some of them, of course, sustained minor injuries, but there were no fatalities reported. But we do not know, as it stands, the actual or the total number of people that have been injured, but we do know that there was a baby amongst those, but there has not been any fatalities that have been reported, John.
And just finally, Nhlanhla, I mean, if you're in Joburg and you hear there's a fire, what first comes to mind is the shortage of fire engines. Do you happen to know what the situation is in Ethekwini? Is it well served? Are there enough fire engines, and did they respond effectively to this particular crisis?
According to what I've seen on the field, they responded quite quickly to the fire. And the reason I'm saying this, the building was actually burning only on three sides. And
right,
you had two cars from the fire services on the other side, two trucks rather, and two on the other side, and two on the other side as well. So there's an amount of six, but also we've seen some of them that are parking 4 meter distance on standby to can assist those ones in case they ran out of water. But we saw them working so hard trying to put that fire off to rest. But I can say that it was not much of we didn't see much of flames, but instead it was the smoke that was actually coming from the building. In fact, according to Sifiso, some of the items that are inside that building,
right,
could actually trigger more fire. You know that there's wooden things that are being sold there, but some things are also flammable. So he was basically saying that they are on standby, and I was there myself. I did see that they were on standby and are ready to tackle the fire. But he says he does not know as to how long it will take them to actually manage to extinguish the fire completely, and they are on standby should any second incident do happen, John.
Thanks very much, Nhlanhla Mabaso.